Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, we team up with brands that are trying to do something new, just like us. We love innovation and we love companies that are changing the industry they're in. So when Movement introduced themselves and sent over some watches, we couldn't have been more impressed. I'm wearing an all black, thick, heavyweight Movement watch right now, and it's fantastic. This company started with two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. They did some research and found out that big watch brands were passing huge retail markups to the consumer. My Movement watch looks like it should be at least $500, but this watch costs only $95. Movement has organically grown purely by supporters like you. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. Go to mvmtwatches.com/Rappaport. That's mvmtwatches.com/Rappaport. And they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/Rappaport. Trust me, Movement watches are dope, they're cheap, and they look good. Go to movementwatches.com now. All right, so last week, a few days ago, director Gary Marshall, director of Pretty Woman.
The great Gary Marshall.
The Flamingo Kid, which is really one of my favorite movies. Right. Created Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
He gave us the Malachi Brothers.
Gave us Pinky Tuscadero. Gave us Arthur Fonzarelli. He gave us Richie Cunningham, Ralph Mouth.
Schlemiel. Schlemazel.
Hoffman Incorporated.
He gave us all
He passed away. And I wanted to tell you a story. I don't know if you know this or you remember this, but you'll remember when I tell you. Gary Marshall is the first person to ever make me think I could do something in show business. In 1989, a few months after getting my ear fucking bitten off, I started doing stand-up comedy. I had been doing it for about a month, 2 months. I went up on a Sunday night at the Improv in Hollywood for 5 minutes. And it was a Sunday night in the summer. which is always a good crowd for comedy. For some reason, I don't know why. People always got to go to work, but for some reason, Sunday. So I was allowed to go up there for like 5 minutes. And Gary Marshall and one of his assistants was there. I did my thing. I did well. It's like maybe the 10th time I had done stand-up comedy. After the show, this girl comes up to me. She said, I can't remember her name, but she said, I'm so-and-so. I work with Gary Marshall. You know, he thought you, he was here tonight. He thought you were really funny. He would love to meet you. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
So a few days later, I went out to, I believe it was Universal Studios. I believe it was Universal Studios. Maybe it was Disney. Maybe it was Warner Brothers. So fucking long ago. But I went on the lot for the first time.
Yeah.
I met with Gary Marshall. He said, you know, he's like, I like the way you talk, kid. I remember him saying, I like the way you talk. He liked my accent. He's a New York guy. You know, his sister's Penny Marshall.
Yep, yep.
A League of Their
Myrna
Own.
Myrna Turner.
Yeah, she's Laverne.
Yeah.
And Gary, you know, said, you know, you're good. You're funny, kid. Asking me about my life. And, you know, if you keep practicing, you could be good at this. I was telling him about basketball. He invited me over to his house to play basketball.
Damn.
I was over at his house playing basketball, playing 3-on-3. Hector Elizondo and all them. And I remember after this happened, I called my father in July. This is of 1989. And I said, Dad, I'm moving out to California. I was just out there. I said, I'm moving out to California. I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. To which the phone got silent. My father was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about? He didn't say that. But right. The silence was, what the fuck are you talking about? Right. You dumb fuck.
Right. Dave.
Where did this come from? Anyway, he ultimately supported me. And that meeting and that acknowledgement and that sort of vow of confidence from Gary Marshall was right. The first time I had ever gotten sort of recognition. And you know, he had me do play reading. I never actually worked with him. He had me do play readings. Always was a sweetheart. I mean, I know a lot of people have talked about Gary Marshall and always the thing to say is such a good dude. Sweet, cool, nice, supportive, loving, old school New York dude. And Gary Marshall is the one, the first person to ever give me a sort of, you know, yo, you can do this without saying, yo, you can do this. He didn't say that. Right. But I remember I called my father after I met Gary Marshall. I told him like, yo, I told him this whole story that I just told you. And he was like, wow. And I said, I'm moving out to California. I'm become a stand-up comic. Ultimately, I wound up retiring stand-up comedy. People are still in mourning over that.
Yeah.
And I started acting, and here we are at the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. But a great loss in Hollywood, a great person, incredibly creative, iconic dude, man. Gave us Chachi. He gave us so much. I mean, I'm not even going over the list of films, man. But Gary Marshall gave me my first, it wasn't a break, but it was essentially a break. All right. So shout out, RIP. Love for Gary Marshall and your family.
Yes.
Penny Marshall.
Yes.
They got a long family, kids, nephews, and all that stuff. I've met a bunch of them, and you'll be missed, and your influence lives on. If you've never seen The Flamingo Kid, check it out. Great New York movie. One of my favorite movies across the board. Matter of fact, that's going to be the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast Movie of the Week. Check out The Flamingo Kid, starring a young Matt Dillon, who definitely is top 20 cocksman of all time. A great cocksman.
He has a bust.
Oh yeah. he's a stick man, consummate stick man.
Extraordinaire.
Under the radar too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna make this the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast Movie Pick of the Week, The Flamingo Kid, directed by Gary Marshall, starring Matt Dillon. One of my favorite films. It's very New York, especially during this heat. You should watch The Flamingo Kid. Directed by Gary Marshall and one of the all-time great stick men, Mr. Matt Dillon.
Yo, what up? It's DJ Moist. Bobbing my head to this moody beat. Representing the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Worldwide. Worldwide phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon, something like a phenomenon, something like a phenomenon. Yo, Moody, bring the boom bap and tell him where you're from. Brooklyn, he done it again. Moody murdering the beats like Mickey Cohen. Fact check, man, that's just a sin. If you bring
ever seen. Gringo, Mandingo, white mic on the mic with the hip-hop lingo. Bingo, holla if you're single. The cuties with the booties, get ready to mingle. Gloom tune poppin' east and west. When you holla, rap a pack, Jack, you're reppin' the best. Natural hips, lips, and breasts. Don't play yourself, dude, cause I know you impressed. Worldwide in stereo, but you already know the scenario. Sick fuck shit scary, yo. And the no good judge still looking for mo. Looking for mo. Looking for mo.
Clear Touch Nails is a proud sponsor of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Did you know that over 30 million people have nail fungus? Okay, there is no nail fungus shaming here, all right? That's roughly 10% of the U.S. population, which is forced to treat nail fungus painfully or risk major side effects. Fortunately, nail fungus does not go away on its own. G. Monetti, you gotta attest to this, am I right?
That's right. Doesn't go away.
Now, Radiancy, the makers of Clear Touch, make medical aesthetic devices for the professional industry that treat dermatological conditions. The technology in Clear Touch is LHE, light and heat energy. LHE is a form of phototherapy, and it can cure your nail fungus in a safe, painless way. Did you know that untreated foot fungus can be transmitted to your partner while you sleep? That's not going to go over well, people. Take care of this issue today. There's no fungus shaming here. Visit clearmyfungus.com. That's clearmyfungus.com to purchase this revolutionary technology or call 800-910-5590. That's 800-910-5590 to get yours today. There is no fungus shaming here at the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Deal with this issue now. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct, literally, from the hot-ass gloom tomb of New York City, where it's do the right thing, burn the fucking pizza parlor down hot. Whew. I mean, it's debilitatingly hot here in New York City. There's a pool near the gloom tomb, and I think tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, and I don't care how many little shits have pissed in the pool.
The chlorine takes care of it.
Yeah, there's so much chlorine in public. I'm going to go hang out in the public pool all day. I mean, why do anything else?
You can't. It's stifling. This is reminds me of New York in 77.
Yeah, this is terrible. It's terrible, but the show must go on, and the tour must go on. And the tour is happening. The world tour is happening July 28th at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. Who is coming to see the tour in Minnesota? Who's coming to see me, the Gringo Mandingo, and G. Monetti, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year? July 28th in Minneapolis, July 29th. At the Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, a live conversation, a live podcast with NBA legend and icon, the great Latrell Sprewell. I know the people in Minnesota would love that.
Yeah.
Go back to back. We're driving from Minneapolis to Milwaukee. Hang out with us.
That's right.
We're going to get crunk. Oh, yeah. And then July 31st at Lincoln Hall in Chicago, Illinois. We're doing it big. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Tour. Go to iamrappaporttour.com. I can't wait to see all the people. And we have gone platinum again. God damn it. And I said it once and I'll say it again. We're throwing a platinum party. August 5th in Los Angeles. You know how much it costs for fans of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast to get in? Ask me, yo, rap, how much are you charging people to get in?
How much you charging cash?
It's fucking free. It's free. Because this is for the people.
That's right.
Okay? And from 8 to 9, the drinks are on the house.
Oh.
As Bob D said in Goodfellas, the drinks, they're on the house. Come in early, get wacky. Platinum party, all 90s, 80s, platinum hip hop. Anything that's went platinum, we're playing. August 5th at the Dime on Fairfax in Los Angeles, California. Ask me one more time. Yo, how much does it cost to get in there? My man wants to go see. Just ask me again.
Yo, how much it cost to get in
free.
There?
Free. It's fucking free.
Damn.
OK? Okay, that's how much it costs. And if you want to drink for free, show up at the there's no promo. This is for the fans. They made us platinum.
No one else does that.
We live in the platinum. Like, we're like triple platinum. By the time the party happens, we're going to be like almost four times platinum. Ah, man. I don't know. There's a fucking heat wave all over the country.
Surrounded.
There's fires in California. Ash is like coming down from the sky miles and miles away.
Shit.
Hot as shit here in New York. And, what's so funny?
New York?
New York.
That's Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor used to always say that. I'm going to New York. What's the deal, G. Monetti?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just saw what happened with Charlotte. I know the fans in Charlotte are kind of outraged that
what happened out in Charlotte?
NBA moved the All-Star game because of North Carolina's laws, where they have provisions with their anti-discrimination laws. So I'm not sure what it's all about, but the NBA said, since you're not letting people into the bathrooms based on their gender, like, you know, what they identify with, we're going to take our All-Star game out of the state of North Carolina.
The North Carolina is one of the biggest basketball states in the country, from the NBA way on down to college and high school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably like Indiana, North Carolina. I mean, So what happened was, I don't have to go over the everybody heard about it. The Republican governor reversed a Charlotte City ordinance expanding the rights and protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. He went out of his way to do that. He reversed it. The Charlotte Hornets, of course, who play there, or the Charlotte
Bobcats.
The Bobcats or Buzz City. You would think with a city like Charlotte, who, like I said, has such a rich basketball history, why would they fucking call themselves Buzz City?
Man.
Buzz City, y'all. Buzz City, y'all. Anyway, the NBA All-Star game was pulled from Charlotte. It's now going to be in New Orleans, where they have the arena called the Milkshake Arena.
Oh, shit.
Where the New Orleans Hornets, no, the New Orleans Pelicans, excuse me, probably the worst name in sports, the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be hosting, out of the Milkshake Arena, the 2017 All-Star Game. And how can you take this fucking team seriously? The Pelicans are never winning a championship until they change their name from the Pelicans. It's a disgrace. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We went from Buzz City to the Milkshake Arena. These are fucking competitive sports teams. Let them have some pride and dignity.
Word.
The Boston Bruins, the New York Knicks, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Utah Jazz, and the New Orleans Pelicans. What the fuck is going on here? Yo, when we're sending out soft-ass I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts, the easiest and most efficient way to send things out of your home, if you're an online seller, is go to a company called ShipStation. Not only is it a great company, they have one of the great catch lines in all of advertising history. Their catch line is, ship happens. I love that. Ship happens. ShipStation helps you get your orders out quickly and keeps customers happy. Whether you're using Shopify, Squarespace, or over 75 other popular selling channels, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. The ShipStation interface makes things really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. Then use ShipStation to create shipping labels for all the top carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. With ShipStation, you'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. I've been using ShipStation, and it's made sending out packages so much easier and so much more efficient. And I don't even want to mention how much cheaper. Right now, try ShipStation free for 30 days and get an additional month free only if you use my last name, Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Go to ShipStation.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Rappaport. That's ShipStation.com. Enter Rappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The Republican convention last week was a real fucking wild party.
Really? Really?
It was a real wild party. That chick who did the Nazi salute. Now, I ran that up the flagpole with my family. What's her name? Laura Ingraham?
Yeah, I think that's her name.
Laura Ingraham or Laura Graham? You know, I don't know if you know this, but the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we do not fact check. We do not do any sort of checking. We go by the seat of our pants, good, bad, and indifferent. I believe her name is Laura Ingraham.
Yep.
She's a radio talk show host and an author and a very, very conservative, proud political commentator. And she gave a very articulate, passionate speech. And at the end of the speech, I personally believe that without any thought or conscience, she gave a glimpse of a Nazi salute. Now, when I saw that, I got the chills. The first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, nobody waves like that.
What the fuck was that? No one waves like that.
No one.
And I feel like she caught herself. Now, I don't think it was intentional. I think it just slipped out of her. You know how somebody with Tourette's, it'll just like, motherfucker.
Right, right.
You stupid bitch. I think that little thing, I haven't seen that. You don't make that gesture. Now, I'm not saying she's a fucking Nazi, okay? But I sent that clip to my entire Jewish
community.
Yes. Which is about 32, 33 hardcore Jews. And every single one of them were like, that's what that is.
Damn.
It was quick. It was brief. But I saw it.
Somebody said, no, ain't nobody scared of that shit, man. No
Yo,
more.
You want to come to New York with all that old flash shit?
Yeah. Nobody's scared of your little hand signals.
Your little fucking hand. This ain't the 30s and the 40s. Yeah. You ain't doing. Listen. Me and my little fucking heap friends, we're not running down the street from you pricks no more. You fucking German shepherds.
Yeah.
And I'll stick that fucking mustache up. You want to come to New York? You little cocksucker, Adolf. I'll shave that fucking mustache off your fucking face. I'll stick it right up your fucking asshole. You want to put me in an oven? I'll fucking stuff your fucking head in an oven. With your fucking stupid fucking hats. And your Heimtor. Is that Chinese or German?
No. German.
Come here with all that bullshit. I'll bust your fucking head, Adolf. Bring that cocksucker Himmler and the rest of you Nazi motherfuckers. I'll stick a fucking ball bat down your fucking throat. Listen. It ain't going down like
that.
Yeah,
nobody's scared of that sucker. Get out of here with that. Before we come up there and see you.
You little fucking Nazi.
You're a girl. You're a woman. You want some Nazi shit? Don't make the hand signal. Go out into the crowd and do it.
All these white power. Why you don't come to New York? I've always said this. If you're white power and you bout it, here's where to start. Here's an address for you to start, all you white power people. This is a suggestion. Google Maps, 1560 East New York Avenue.
Come to Brownsville.
Start there. You'll find all the blacks and Puerto Ricans.
All that you want.
All that you want. You want to get hype.
Chicago.
Go
South
to 1560
side.
East New York Avenue and walk down. What is it?
The main thoroughfare is Mother Gaston Boulevard.
So go to 1560 East New York Avenue. All white power people, if you're looking to get crunk. If you're looking for some black guys to beat up on, you'll have a pick of your litter. Go
Come
out there,
try.
Go out there and fucking see what happens.
Yeah.
Why are you always in the sticks, hidden away? Why did the KKK, why are you always wearing masks? What are you hiding? We're all here in New York, the blacks, the Ricans,
you got
the fucking Jews.
You got everybody you...
Everybody you want.
Everybody you hate.
They're all here. But specifically, if you want to get some shit going,
Go to Brownsville.
Stop
Brooklyn.
For you're hiding in the backwoods.
Stop burning shit.
You're burning shit.
Burning garbage in the fucking.
What the fuck is you doing? All right. So what else was going on at the Republican National Convention? Listen, I'm not Mr. Politics. That's why we have Eli Lake.
Eli.
Who works at Bloomberg News.
Right. But he, what did he say about me? That I was a...
spot on.
On point. And nobody topped me.
But the one thing I do know about the Republican Party and their policies is they haven't articulated any policy. But the tone...
just blow up the world.
No, the tone of their main policy is get that black motherfucker out of the White House. Why don't you just say that's what you're... Yeah. All the hype and the fury is get this black motherfucker out of the White House. Like people are like, oh, how could I say that? This is what these people are thinking.
Right.
They're not saying it because you can't say it now.
You can't. You can't say it.
That's the overall policy and the overall tone of the Republican National Convention.
We want
that little fuck and his fucking wife out of the fucking White House ASAP at all costs.
Look what happened to us. Look who's in the White House.
They're like ashamed of that.
Yeah. Look. Let's take our country back.
And then I can't remember his name. We're flowing right now, so I'm not even going to look his name up. He created PayPal. I can't remember this dude's name. He spoke at the Republican National Convention, and he's like, I'm gay, and I'm a Republican. My man.
Who cares about your sexual shit,
nobody gives a fuck. You think we're supposed to be, impressed? You think that these people are embracing you? They're using you.
Word.
You're a hand puppet. They're like, get him to speak. He's going to say he's the first openly gay. Nobody gives a... My man. Check this out. I know you think that was a big deal. Nobody's impressed with that shit.
Right.
You're gay. Whoop-dee-doo.
Why do you have to preface everything with your sexual preference?
Because it's to try to get bonus points. Ooh, gay.
So what? See, they say no discrimination and no this and no... But you always... distinguishing who you are. We don't give a fuck.
You're doing that to benefit the Republican Party. Like, see, they like me. They don't like you.
Yeah. You like the black guy with the cowboy hat.
Right.
We need a gay one.
Yeah. We're going to let you speak. Are you comfortable saying?
You think them Ku Klux Klan motherfuckers like gay motherfuckers?
Hell no. You should be ashamed of yourself that you went up there and that's how you spoke of you. Like, you had to preface it that.
It doesn't matter if you're gay or not. No one cares.
We're not, yo, maybe some motherfuckers in the backwoods of so-and-so state, that's like a newfound thing. The majority of motherfuckers that aren't living under a rock, that ain't nothing new. That is not a big deal. I'm gay and a Republican, Duke. I'm not fucking with PayPal no more, Duke. Fuck your PayPal, Duke.
Yeah, why? Yeah, nobody cares.
I'm gay.
Bring your man out there. You can walk out here with holding hands with your man. Nobody cares. No, that's what it is.
What else are you selling, my man? You're supposed to impress me you're gay and a Republican. You still fucking with the Republicans? Turn your back on one of those fucking guys. You think they're not saying shit about him? They're like, yeah. Oh. Well, we got a gay one now. We got a couple of black ones, too. I even saw somebody in here. He looked like a real Indian. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck, man.
But a lot of the motherfuckers is on the down low because the male escorts have reported during that convention.
Oh, yeah, they were down there.
It was all males.
Yes.
Getting it in.
Of course. It's always the people that go out of their way to express disdain and dislike.
Gay, yeah.
That are the ones that are on the low doing all kind of nefarious shit. Nefarious, I think, is the big word of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I've always liked that word, nefarious.
It's a good word.
Finally, in regards to the Republican National Convention, I pride myself on having the best co-host in the podcast game.
Yes.
G. Moody. Mm-hmm. Last name rhymes with duty. I'd say about 7 months ago, he brought up the question. Donald Trump said, make America great again. Make America great again. That's his big slogan.
Yeah. That's about Obama. Look who's in the fucking White House.
Make America great again means get this fucking black guy out of the White House.
Absolutely.
But let me stay focused.
Go ahead.
Moody brought this up, and I publicly said, this is why G. Monetti is the 2015 podcast co-host of the year and the best podcast co-host in the biz.
Yes.
It seems that The Daily Show, the great Daily Show, hosted by Trevor Noah, sorry, yeah. Who I think is funny, they bit. Now, I know there's coincidences, and we've been saying this.
We said this.
We've been tweeting this. And then all of a sudden, you guys do a little bit where one of your snarky, liberal, hipster fuck reporters goes out and puts people on the spot and asks them, hey, since they want to make America great again, when was America great? Yo, we did that bit.
On the fly.
We did it on the fly. My man here is from Brooklyn, New York. He's a landlord from the Bronx.
Yeah.
We don't have a writer's room of 29 hipster fucks in a room of all different races, creeds, and colors, because you got to have a writer's room with all races, creeds, and colors nowadays, regardless if they're funny or not.
Yeah.
Because you got to meet the pro quo, regardless if you're actually the guy who should have it.
Right, right.
We need...
Cause
two black guys, two Indian guys, two Asians, five girls, and a Latin. Because you got to meet the pro quo.
Right.
Now, you little snarky fucks at the Daily News.
Daily
Show. The Daily Show. I respect you. I fuck with Jon Stewart.
Of course.
But you bit our style.
Word.
We know you bit, and you know you bit.
Yeah. Just give us credit. Word.
That's all we want. We don't want no money. We came up with the slogan, make podcast great again. We have the t-shirt. Speaking of t-shirts, we now have a Stickman t-shirt, Stickman 32. We have Make Podcast Great Again, Hard Body Karate.
For sure.
Full Iverson, the G. Monetti t-shirt.
Yep.
There's a whole package of t-shirts. You could get all of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts at districtlines.com/ I am Rappaport. Soft ass, butter soft ass t-shirts.
Yep.
Right now I'm rocking a Make Podcast Great Again t-shirt. Are you trying to tell me that y'all just happen to do that bit? Come on, man.
Just give credit, man. ESPN gave us credit.
Wigga, please. ESPN gave us credit.
Yep.
You think they were happy about giving... They're like, Ian Rappaport from the Ultimate Insider. They probably like, Rappaport, is this your story? He's like, no, I didn't speak to Brandon Marshall. Well, they'll sell Rappaport. He goes, oh, it says Michael Rappaport. You think that ESPN, the Daily News, and all the other great sports shows wanted to refer to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with the insider NFL story of the week from last week?
Wow.
With the great Brandon Marshall? Talking about his concern of them signing Fitzpatrick? No.
No.
But we do this.
And do you think Shefty was delighted to get one-upped?
By the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast? Fuck no. And I fuck with you, Shefty. I'm a big fan.
Of course.
But we got you this time.
We got you.
We got you.
Yeah, now Hillary... I said Hillary should have picked a transgender as her running mate.
She needs to do something. She made her choice, and obviously, because I know nothing about politics, I feel like that was a safe choice.
Yeah.
Her running mate, along with Senator or Congressman, whatever the fuck he is, Pence, Donald Trump's vice president candidate, Tim Kaine, and Mike Pence are the two most famous white people with no lips. I mean, they just emerged onto the no lip scene this week and have sort of taken over the top spots.
Charter members.
Famous white people with no lips. I don't know. Listen, I am so concerned. I don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah, let's
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Okay?
Leave that for Eli.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the great Eli Lake.
Word.
All right, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. Try a Casper mattress for up to 100 nights, risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Casper offers free delivery and free returns. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend one-third of your life on it. Go to Casper.com, Casper.com/Rappaport. That's www.Casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Get $50 off towards any mattress using the promo code Rappaport. Trust me, people, I sleep on a Casper mattress every single night. They have pillows, they have sheets, everything that Casper makes, I swear by it. I sleep on it, I love it. I sleep like a baby, like a big 6'3", 217-pound baby. Go to Casper.com now. All right, we talk about All Loaves Matter and the loaf walk, and I think people think it's some sort of joke.
No way.
There's an All Loaves Matter and a Loaf Walk t-shirt at districtlines.com. You really think it's a joke now, asshole? It ain't a joke. All Loaves Matter is a movement that was created about all the destruction, all of the dick cutting, all of the dick violence, men cutting other men's dicks off, women cutting men's dicks off.
Targeting the loaves.
Why?
Because it's the most vulnerable.
Well, here's something that really sort of takes the cake. And I got this off of somebody on Twitter. Thank you. I don't have your Twitter handle in front of me, but you know who you are. I told you I was going to shout this out, and I appreciate the tip. A man who nearly bit off. I'll say it again. A man who nearly bit off another man's penis.
Damn, what are you doing down there?
During an ugly scrap over a box trailer, held on with his teeth until, quote, there was no fight left in the other man.
There ain't gonna be nothing but a second.
It left a bad taste in the guy's mouth. No pun intended. Yeah. And he was convicted and fined for only $900. What kind of fucking judge?
A no good judge.
This guy said I'm 100% innocent. I was set upon by four people. Yo, he bit this guy's dick so aggressively that he bit through and tore his jean shorts. You know how hard it is to rip jeans? He said I got near the front of his unit when he came flying out the door with two other guys and a woman. To stop him and jumping on me and beating my head, I grabbed a hold of something with my teeth and I just held on for dear life.
Yo.
My man. I don't know what kind of judge is going to let this guy back. This dick biter.
That's what they are now.
This violator of dicks, violator of loaf, bit through the man's jeans and he only got $900 fine?
We need to start drug testing these judges.
Yo.
They're not up there all together.
Now, I understand you're in desperate situation, and I understand, I get all that. But, man, I just don't, how did you bite through the jean? I mean, are you like a mountain lion?
Yo,
when and how are you allowed to do that and nearly bite the guy's dick off?
And the judge don't see that as...
You don't go to jail for some sort of thing?
And the judge is male. See, certain things as a man... You supposed to sympathize,
yes.
Right? Fuck the judge shit. Yo, you did what?
You biting dicks?
I don't need to hear nothing else.
I'm good.
Gavel, 3 years.
Yeah, you're spending some time in jail for biting dicks like that, my man.
Just the thought of somebody elbowing you near your area.
Let alone biting your dick.
Yo, you play ball. Cat run near you and hit it and graze it. You take a pause.
Pause.
Yo, time out.
Chill.
I can't imagine somebody clenching that shit. And then the judge, he knows what... It all makes us queasy when you hear it.
No one's happy about this.
Any age, if I tell you, yo, I got kicked in my shit.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but let alone bit through the jeans.
Through the jeans.
The force.
And that doesn't change that old no good judge.
No good judge. All right, again, this is sort of vague. I don't know if this guy should be the dumb fuck. I don't think he qualifies for a sick fuck. A guy in Ohio, a bank robber. He was arrested, and it was discovered while he was in jail. Well, he was already in prison. He was just arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison. But while he was in jail, they found, I'm not sure how they found, that he had stuffed $250 up his asshole. There was a long, arduous trial that went on, weeks and weeks. Finally, my man was sentenced to 20 years. His partner was sentenced to 32 years. And when he was in jail, they figured somehow or another that this guy had $250 stuffed up his rectum. Now, I don't know what he thought he was going to do with that $250.
Commissary?
No one's going to accept the $250. Yeah. The shit-stained $250. So I don't think this guy is the sick fuck of the week.
Nah, maybe he's a dumb. He's not.
Yeah, that's an award that is earned, not given.
He's a dumb fuck.
He's a dumb fuck. You're just a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
All right, so it started. The shenanigans have started with Derrick Rose. Somehow or another, Derrick Rose has he said he heard. The other day he said, they're calling us and the Golden State Warriors super teams.
Who?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. Who called the Knicks? Okay, Golden State, they're a super team. They're a super team. Cleveland, that's a super team.
You don't have to announce that. They, you know.
When and where and who did you hear associate the New York Knicks into the conversation of super team? Who's the fucking, now your cousin, your friend.
His brother.
Your brother. All these guys I can't wait to meet. Looking forward to you guys being in New York. But which one of your guys said that the Knicks are in that category?
Word.
Because as much as I'm a Knicks fan, and as much as I would like to hope that someday the Knicks would be considered a super team, it ain't this one. This is not a fucking super team.
But
this is a wing and a prayer that hopefully will work out. I want it to work. Now, if D. Rose goes back to somehow making second team all-star status and everybody stays healthy, we could be a very good team. But a super team? A fucking super team? We know. No, it's not super team. It's super cuts. You go get that fucking mop cut. Clean that fucking wig up.
Super cuts. That is a place.
Super cuts, right? It's not a super team. Maybe someone who's saying, go get your hair fixed at super cuts. Don't come to New York saying all this crazy shit.
Wait.
The media will eat you up.
No,
you think it was bad in Chicago? These guys don't fucking play.
He's trying to get his teammates gassed up.
And you gotta get them gassed up. They still ain't super no fucking fucking super team.
He's like, we a super team.
No, you're not a super team. No, he said I heard they're saying Golden State and us are like super teams.
But you gotta understand.
But he didn't give the source.
He's not gonna do it. There's no source. He's trying to big up and say, yo, we with them. Don't think bad about yourself. I know we ain't shit now, but I heard that we were super team.
I heard someone mention this.
I'm not going to ask motherfuckers who you heard. Chris Broussard, I think the Knicks are super team.
Sources have told me that Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony, and Kristaps Porzingis are a super team. Sources have also told me that people in New York are going, what the fuck are you saying, D. Rose? Yo, starting Tuesday on Sirius Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing the fantasy football game to a whole new level.
You better.
From 6 to 8 every Tuesday.
Better turn
I got
it
my
out.
Own show
turn
with
it out.
Guru John. It's called You Never Know. And the reason why we named the fantasy football show You Never Know is because in fantasy football, you might have your draft picks. You might have the number one this, the number one that. You might have your lineups, your stats, and all that shit. But the beauty of fantasy football is you never fucking know. You never know how it's going to turn out.
There are no
fucking guarantees in fantasy football. So we're playing Smash Mouth Fantasy Football We're talking smash mouth fantasy football, and it ain't going to just be fantasy football. It's going to be the regular shit talking. G Monetti, would you please come join me on You Never Know?
Yes, man.
On Sirius Radio.
I'm getting my team this year. I'm going to whip all y'all ass.
He ain't doing shit. 6 to 8 on Sirius Radio. Speaking of fantasy football, I want to explain to everybody, all the Stern Show listeners who follow my fantasy football stuff. So for the past two seasons, my son Maceo and his friend Guru Gray have made the drafts for me. They picked the teams for me. They're sort of the masterminds. Now, when I was first invited to the team, to the league, the Stern Show fantasy football league, no one said anything.
Right.
And then at the time, my Guru Gray, 12 years old, we started kicking ass. And they were like, you didn't even pick your team. So what? It's small stakes. And then last year they put up a big stink, so I couldn't have my son and his friend pick. And somehow or another, I can't even remember all the details, they wound up picking the team for me. And then the other day I had a meeting with the Howard Stern Show fantasy football team, which is Gorilla Lips Gary.
Right.
A.K.A. Baba Booey. Matt Berry. Who I beat last year for $5,000 head up.
Damn.
I beat him. He's the LeBron James of fantasy football. I beat his ass again.
Wow.
Again.
And he's a upper echelon cat.
He's not just an upper echelon. He's one of the faces of fantasy football. He's one of them dudes who sort of brought it into the mainstream. Cracked that ass real proper.
He's irrelevant now.
Well, yeah, he's not irrelevant. He just, well, you, that's the beauty
if
of
you
the,
cracking his you, ass. You,
but that's the thing about fantasy football. You never know. He's certainly not irrelevant. And all the other creeps from the Stern Show. Now, not all of them voted me out, but they voted. They didn't vote me out. They voted that I can't have my son and his friend, who are now 13 and 14 respectively, do the draft for me. And I say, fuck you, Gorilla Cheeks. You're scared of me. You're scared of a 13-year-old guru. And this is a small stakes league. If it was a big money league, I would be like, I get it. No assistance. The fucking prize is the pay into the league is $200 a person, and the prize is $1,200. Now, Matthew Berry was silly enough to make a $5,000 bet with me, and he had to pay $5,000 to a dog and cat Damn. Charity. I know that stung. Wow. I know that fucking stung. So I want to say to all the people that listen to the Stern Show and that are listening to this Iron Rapport stereo podcast, go at these motherfuckers. They fear me. They fear my son and my 14-year-old guru. But now they've created a fucking monster because I'm training. I'm studying. I'm hitting meat. I'm chasing chickens. I'm going to beat these motherfuckers' ass without anybody helping me at the draft. I'm trying to get a recount on this vote.
Okay.
So my team could continue to be my team. Don't you think if the past two seasons my team has been my team, why you want to stop me now?
Yeah. Oh, they trying to flout the rules on you?
They're trying to muscle me, you know, into what they want to do.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you see...
What's that, G-Money?
30 for 30, Doc and Daryl.
Yes. Great. Great.
I saw it. And I want to say one thing. Daryl Strawberry looks good.
He's doing really good. Daryl Strawberry just tried to have an intervention with Lamar Odom.
Good. You see, I like Daryl Strawberry.
He's turned it around. God bless Daryl Strawberry. I'm glad you turned it around.
Doc Gooden. Now, anybody who's ever been around a crackhead could see that he's still smoking.
Smoking that crack.
You see him fidgeting. You see the sunken in eyes.
Yes.
To me, it's an active crackhead.
Now, explain your history with crackheads. I remember in the 80s.
Remember, the black community was assaulted with crack cocaine.
And G Monetti, I remember in the 80s, I remember specifically one morning on the way to Erasmus Hall, this was like 87, We walked past a guy who was all fucked up, talked to himself. It was the middle of the winter, had barely any clothes on. And you said, what's up to this guy? I was like, how the fuck do you know him? And you were like, that's my man, whatever his name is.
Right.
We was in school together.
Yeah.
You this happened a handful of times.
Yeah.
People you knew were on that.
They got on it.
That Jerome.
Crack.
Them gray skies.
And Cat's Eye was, I mean, that ripped people's humanity out.
Yes.
So when I seen this motherfucker up there, it brought me back to seeing my man.
What was your man's name?
I forgot. It's some crazy nickname. You know, all black people, we got nicknames. We all have nicknames.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
You asked his name. I couldn't remember it. So if it was his regular name, I would have remembered it.
Okay.
Now, if anybody thinks this motherfucker is not doing drugs,
yeah,
still,
it's obvious. I feel uncomfortable and bad for him.
See, they need the ESPN needs somebody, a black liaison, and be like, you can't air this shit.
Huh.
In other spots on it, you saw him, his face was fatter. Yes. He looked better.
He had been going through the ups and downs and trying to get to
sober. But in the diner, you can't have this motherfucker. That was, yo.
It wasn't good. Very, very, very good 30 for 30, whether you like sports or not. Of course, if you love sports, you know about ESPN 30 for 30s. I can't tell you how much I love those shows. Movies. They're movies.
Yeah, greatness.
But I hear you.
They should have just, like, yo, just have a fucking voice.
Yeah.
Don't show him.
Yeah, he's not primetime ready.
Right.
It's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yo, G Monetti, you know toe fungus can be real. I had toe fungus as a young kid.
Yeah.
Okay. You have had toe fungus as an older gentleman. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Okay.
But I tried everything to get that shit off.
You tried everything, okay? I tried everything. I had an ingrown toenail that corroded because of the toe fungus when I was a kid. They had to cut the nail out. Hurt like shit.
Damn.
Take care of this issue today. There's no fungus shaming here. Visit clearmyfungus.com. That's clearmyfungus.com to purchase this revolutionary technology or call 800-910-5590. That's 800-910-5590 to get yours today. There is no fungus shaming here at the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Deal with this issue now. All right, this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast.
Oh, wait. Ezekiel.
Oh.
We see some allegations about the guy who had his stomach out at the draft.
Ezekiel Elliott.
So a woman claimed that he beat her, he hit her in the car.
His girlfriend.
Live-in girlfriend. White girlfriend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So here we go again. Mm-hmm. Now she's shown her marks.
Bruises.
And the NFL needs to have maybe a white girlfriend etiquette course.
Or white girl syndrome, just to make sure you don't go down this course. Because Ezekiel Elliott is supposed to be a great NFL player. The projections are that this guy, he might get fucked. If this thing keeps going, now it could be a setup, he's saying it's, you never know. But white girl syndrome is real.
Right.
Of course, we've been over this before. O.J. Simpson is the poster boy for white girl syndrome. Right. We know this.
This looks like a burgeoning could be happening. And I'm saying you gotta know what you're getting into.
Yes. And basically that means is that the reality of the situation is that as soon as you go into, and I quote the great Eddie Murphy, you're black shit, you might not even be at her. It's like you're going to scare the shit out of the girl, even if it's not directed at her. Now you say, whoa, what does that mean?
Let's get it. Let's
okay,
get
well, one. You don't know what it means? Go watch Delirious or Raw, and Eddie Murphy explains what it is. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right. What Kanye did in Saturday Night Live Studios.
Yes. It's like when you try to, like, intimidate me. Like, I just trying to get on your shit. Like Eddie Murphy said when he was fighting those Italians, he goes, I went into all my black shit.
Fuck that shit, motherfucker. I fucked you up.
Hey, man, motherfucker, shit, goddammit. And that's when the Italian guy said, oh, yeah, motherfucker. So he said, it might work on some people. And some other people, that doesn't work. That shit doesn't work.
Right.
But it's a real thing. Now you say, Mike, why are you saying it's a political? You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know what time it is. Don't act like you don't know. Ezekiel Elliott.
Richard Pryor said the same thing in his bit with the Italians.
It's a thing.
Say, hey, motherfucker, no,
yeah.
Now, Ezekiel might have, who knows, he could have stubbed his toe. And he could have, like, let out some shit. Scared the shit out of the girl. Maybe he grabbed the girl. I hope he didn't. I hope this is a setup.
Word.
I want this guy to have success. I want him, his jersey's the number one selling jersey right. Because he came out belly button naked.
LGBT shit.
But now you potentially fucked it up. Why?
The syndrome.
White girl syndrome.
And she's showing her little bruises.
And if that's real,
and you see,
in the court of law, you're fucked. If these are if these alleged bruises have been done by Ezekiel, you're in deep
you're
shit.
You're done, because what's her position in society versus yours?
Yeah.
You're always guilty.
It doesn't, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And if you actually are guilty, then you're really guilty.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a $900 fine like the dick biter we mentioned earlier.
Right.
They're going to come down on you hard. I hope this isn't true.
Yeah.
And I hope this is some sort of lover's quarrel that's gone wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they could have been arguing and she could have started bumping her arms into a refrigerator.
Right. We don't know.
Ezekiel's like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, stop. He's like, yo, you keep banging your head into the microwave. We don't know. The facts haven't come out yet.
Yeah. But that's crazy, man. Women be doing that shit too.
See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. World tour starts this week. Okay? It starts this week, the 28th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 29th in Milwaukee with Latrell Sprewell, and the 31st in Chicago. What can I say, Monetti? What more can I say? I'm so excited.
Yeah. Bree's bad, man.
Bad.
Bree's one of the baddest cats, man.
Bad. I cannot wait for this interview. We're done. Miles, Jordan, take us out with something funky we never heard before.
Yeah.
And if you want to rhyme on the beats, people, we've gotten some ill rhymes. Yo. What was the last one? Who was the last cat that sent us some? So we had DJ Moist sent us some fire.
Oh, DJ Moist. And this other cat from
he has
a podcast.
Yo, killed it.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, that was dope.
Any MCs that want to get on the beat, go to SoundCloud.
Moody Beats.
See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast, and we're done.
We out.
We're done having fun. We're getting on the run.